Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1743, Charles and Christy Graves.
Gentlemen, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 18,886 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Route 16, also known as Broadkill Road, across from Road 233, also known as Reynolds Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 15, parcel 25. Now, for the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of a small packet of information that was supplied to the office on, came in on February 18th by the applicant. That packet includes a copy of the application, a statement by the applicant, a copy of the survey of the property, a series of aerial photographs, an area Google Maps, and photographs of properties around the site. Also advised that on November 13, 2013, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service C of Route 16 at this location will not change as a result of this application. On yesterday, February 26, 2014, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments referencing that the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. That the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. We'll advise that Mr. Graves submitted a request to be reviewed by the Preliminary Land Use Service Agency planners on December 10th of 2013, that he was scheduled for a plus meeting on January 14, and that the department has not yet received any comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination to date in reference to that meeting. I would also advise that the site is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. I've received no letters from any individuals in support or in opposition to this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Good evening. If you give us your names, we'll give you the floor.
Good evening. My name is Charles Graves. This is my wife, Christy.
You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, we'd like to resuscitate the value of the property. The previous owner was unable to sell it and allowed it to go to foreclosure, and we pretty much adopted it from the bank because they couldn't sell it either. It's a residence in a sea of commercial property. It's surrounded on three sides that are CR1. Across the street, I think, is conditional use. I'm not sure. It looks commercial, but I don't know that. I don't know the weight that the state's preliminary land use service provides to your decision, and I'm not familiar with these proceedings, but they sent me a letter saying they didn't recommend it because there might be a graveyard on the site from a historic property. And so I did my homework. I went to the map of the Pomeroy and Beers Atlas.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were going to say you went and got a backhoe.
Well,
that's next.
No.
The only historic property within miles of the subject property is the David Robbins homestead, and David and Lydia Robbins they acquired a property in 1851, and they are buried in Cool Spring, and the family members that predeceased them are buried in at the well. they used to live in Oyster Rock, so they were buried in the Black Robin Cemetery, which is now at Steamboat Landing. Long story short, there are no burial grounds within the perimeter of this property. I spent hours in the archives, and it is just there is a septic system and a well and a 14-space parking area and a pretty good-sized house with a rather large appendage in the front. There's not anything that was there has already been dug up, if there was anything there, but there really wasn't. And the other objection was that has to do with ingress and egress from Route 16. And there already is a 35-foot commercial entrance for trucks that come in and out of that particular site already. There's no reason for the state to have to do anything. From the apron's point of view, it's almost 40 feet in the front. It's pretty good sized. Parking area is 12 to 14 cars at this time. And our usage would simply be the appendage in the front of the building would be a retail space for antiques and furniture. The back part of what is currently a house would be for professional office space. And I'd say there's not going to be more than, I couldn't tell you how many cars are going to be in and out of there for the retail, but it's not going to be anywhere near, 30 or 40 cars. The office space cars would come in at 8:30 in the morning and leave at 5. I guess it's our intent to restore the value of the property. And that's all I have to say unless you have questions.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we're going to start once again with Mr. Burton, who is really working overtime this evening. You're probably going to need a raise.
I hate to take it away from Mr. Johnson. He's been on the seat.
No, he's usually on the streak. You're turning the barrel.
I understand the application. I'm familiar with the site. Right? But the dwelling is no longer going to be a dwelling. It's going to be a commercial space.
I understand.
It's a good question, not a statement.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, it would be a space used for either office space and retail space.
But no one will live in the space. This is correct. That's the only question I have. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this appears to be more of an infill situation than a standalone. So I understand the application, and I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And do we know what the service level of that road is, or what Broghill Road is classified as?
Level C.
That's level C.
Route 16 is level C. At this location.
All right. That answers my question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
If I keep not asking questions, I'm wondering if I'm going to get paid as much as Mr. Burton.
I think you probably will.
No questions, sir.
There you go. Okay. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
None here, Peter. Thanks.
Okay. I have no questions either. So if you will, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1743? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1743? Anyone on commission have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, just for reference, the applicant did state correctly that the adjoining property is RC1 general commercial. The property across the street was a non-conforming business for Clyde Betson family at one time, and later became
church,
Eagle's Nest Church for quite a while, and then it's right now I think it's a daycare.
All right, sir.
That's all.
Any other questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.